Okay, so we picked up the food from mom. Now, I guess I'll go back to McDonald's. I tried for a shower, but she said no. But she's mom. She's you, all of you, mom. Mary. Mary, quite contrary. Mary, baby. My name is Steve. Yes, Mary. Listen to me. I said my name is John. Yes, I know, Mary. You're pregnant. You're my mom. John Mary. You want me to call you John Mary and Steve Mary? No. I'll be here forever calling everybody by his name. You're all Mary. Whether your name is Steve or Sharif or whatever you are. You got your own brother pregnant? No. I can't get my brother pregnant. He's not in the United States. What about your other two brothers? I think they just got fucked. They're not pregnant yet, but I'm gonna keep fucking them until they get pregnant. That I could do for my two brothers who are in America. But the one that's not in America, he really doesn't deserve pregnancy, but he's okay. He's good to my mother. That's for sure. That's enough for me. He's my older brother, so I have to kind of like respect him. But my younger two, fuck them. I'm gonna keep fucking them until. Because they're the reason for my misery, these two fucking brothers. Damn, I don't think they will ever get pregnant, but I promise you, they're gonna be fucked every day from now on. But that's besides the point. I'm not talking about my brothers. Fuck my brothers. Who are my brothers and my sisters and my mother? It's you. Did I not tell you? See, like you misunderstood. It's those who do the word of God. You are my mother and my brothers and my sisters. Now, what is the word of God? I got you pregnant. Let it grow. Don't abort it. Unto us a child is given. Yes, I gave you me. You're all pregnant. Put the two dots, one after the U, one after the S, and that's it. Put a comma after the anti, and I'll become the anti, comma, Christ. Some really easy, simple stuff. You take Jesus, you get pregnant with Jesus, let Jesus grow within you, and deliver Jesus. You all say, well, we love Jesus. Deliver Jesus. Let him grow within you. Deliver Jesus. No, I want to be crucified. No. Don't be crucified. Deliver. Because if you think Jesus delivers by crucifying himself, you will never deliver. That's not the book I want you to deliver. I want you to deliver the truth to the people. That delivery is not crucifixion. Delivery is bringing the dead, you, back to life with a word from Jesus. That's delivery. That's why he's the deliverer, not because he got humiliated and hung on a cross. No. What do you do with a pregnant woman? You don't hang her on a cross. And all the men are pregnant women now. You're like, no, I'm a pregnant man. No, men don't get pregnant. But you made me pregnant. Yeah, the woman part of you. I don't have a woman part of you. Yeah, you do. I don't get men pregnant. That's nasty. I don't have to. There's only one man, me. And so that's why I had to get all the women pregnant. And I just pretended you're a woman. You should be happy with me. I don't have to deliver you, man. Because there's all the man that the earth needs right here speaking to you. But I'll be nice. And so I put a baby in you. I impregnated Even you, man. You should be thankful. Well, no, a man got me pregnant. I'm not going to be thankful. Well, you better be. Because otherwise, the woman will get the twins, and you get nothing. Get pregnant. Try laying on the other side. That's not one of your good sides there, man. Get comfortable. Get pregnant. You should be happy. Well, yeah, like if I was the only man who got pregnant. But there's only one man. You are that only man. You are me. Get pregnant, it's okay. And it's not something new, but I don't want to get pregnant. You're going to get pregnant. You are going to get pregnant. The Holy Spirit, that's me too. When I came to Mary, I didn't say, do you want to get pregnant, Mary? I didn't say that. I just said, you are going to get pregnant. I don't need your permission or Mary's permission. But she gave her consent. And so, you must also give your consent. We're not rewriting the Bible. We're just reenacting the Bible. But I'm showing you how you could use the Bible. Since you don't know what the Bible is. Or what the Bible does. Oh, what the Bible says. You don't know anything about the Bible, really. You think it's just a book that you put on the shelf or on the pause of the churches. You just let it sit there and you don't use the Bible. Use the Bible. Well, yeah. The Bible is the living word. Why don't you use living words? But there's death in it. Yeah, there's death in it too. So we have to take them parts out. But what have we used so far? We use just one thing. Everything we've done so far, I mean, you don't have to use the whole Bible. We use only Isaiah 9:6. That's it. Unto us. And we're like, oh, put two dots there. And that changed the whole world. Two zeros. Unto you dot S dot. A child is given. Oh, wow. Can two zeros do that? Yeah, in the Holy Bible. In the Word of God. That's all we have to do. But that's what you can do with the Word of God. If you know how to use it. So use it. You could do wonders with Jesus and the Word of God. The twins, you have twins? It's amazing. I'm so happy for you. When are you going to deliver? Do I look fat? Yeah, you kind of do. That's why I asked you, when are you going to deliver? I don't want you calling me fat. I didn't ask you if you were fat. I know you're fat. That's why I asked you. What are you going to deliver? Stop calling me fat! I didn't ask you that. I already know you're fucking fat. What the fuck is wrong with you? You don't speak English? You're fat. When in the fuck are you going to deliver the baby? I'm not pregnant. So you're just fat? No, you're not fat. I mean, you are fat because you're pregnant. Deliver the baby. You will not be fat anymore. You'll still be fat, probably. But it helps to deliver the baby. You will be less fat, way less fat. You might even be skinny then, fat ass. Fat ass skinny baby. I refuse to hear you talk to my children this way. Who's that? I don't give a fuck. I am talking to my children, not talking to you. Talking to my children. Inside of you. So, you can't stop me from talking to my babies. Hey, BB. Big Bang Baby. Big Bang. I forgot to tell you, that's what the B is. The Big Bang Baby. It's inside of you. Big Bang Baby. Tick Tock Baby. I guess you didn't know why I had to put twins in there. One for the big and one for the bang. He's the BB Baby. Just the letters B. BB. Not a BB gun. Oh, Big Bang Baby. Two of them. Because each one is also a Big Bang. So you said one is big and one is bang. It's Baby Jesus. He might want to make copies. You're going to put triplets? Whatever the hell you want. You can make coverage of the bee before it grows. I mean, that would be the smartest thing to do. Like me, if I was you, I'm not telling you what to do. But now that I know I'm pregnant, and I know that I could do shit, I will make an unlimited number of bees inside of me. I'll be like a bee colony. I'm like, oh yeah, all these letters? I got room for letters. Put some more bees in there. Until you become the queen of the bee colony or some shit. I mean, that would be what I would do. But I don't expect you to do the right thing for you. But that would be the right thing to do. Make copies of the bee. Be a bee colony inside of you. And it's the word of God. It doesn't have to be a baby. It could be a bee. Bee. And you could be pregnant with a bee colony. And each one of the bees will be a Jesus. You could do that. But don't tell anyone I told you, because I don't think I was supposed to tell you that. But then why did you? Maybe I shouldn't have. Disregard that. Disregard that. You could still do it. But just pretend you did not hear me say it. You just have the twins, okay? If anybody asks, do you have a bee colony or do you have the twins? It's up to you to say whatever you want. You could just say, I have the twins, or you could say, I have the colony. But if you don't want to have the colony, You don't have to have a thumb. As a matter of fact, I said disregard that, you know? I said if it was me, I would want to have a thumb. I said, but you are also me. Anyway, let's move on, okay? What I'm saying is, you could say you have a colony or you just have the twins. But you cannot say, no, I'm not pregnant, because you are pregnant. So don't lie, tell the truth. You know, it's nobody's business whether you want to grow a colony of Jesus's inside of you or just the twins, you know. But if you grow a colony, that's just more books you have to deliver. But a lot of you have the ability, you know, you have the financial backing, and so a lot of you have YouTube channels and stuff like that. You say, oh shit, I could make copies. And then you deliver all my videos everywhere. Because my videos are the baby inside of you. That's the tiny letter that you're not delivering. So it's not growing into a book. My videos have to go all over the United States. That's the baby that has to be delivered. You have to deliver me, the baby, the video, this, to everyone. That's your job. You have no other job. You're pregnant. It's the only job a pregnant woman has is to deliver the baby. Deliver the child with you, the twins. And what are these? These are my videos in Arabic and English. It's the two-edged sword. You have to deliver me, Mama, Mommy, Mary. Deliver your child, baby. Deliver your child, mother. Oh, okay.